Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Dog movies. They were dogs. Just regular movies that had dogs in them.
Fred from Smokey and the Bandit. They left that out.
You Fred can't leave good. Fred out.
They left out Benji. And they left
Benji
out...
Benji was good.
Cujo.
Oh, Cujo ate people, didn't he? He was not a good dog.
That's St. Bernard.
It's a suspect list. Yeah. Rolling Stone, to get anybody, they got to do the clickbait stuff. So.
But you know what? I have never... I think I've heard about every list, and that's really a good, legitimate list to do.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever seen a list of dogs. I mean, I have my favorite dogs are Lassie on TV, and I think that was a movie maybe somewhere in there. Lassie's one of the greatest dogs of all time. And then you've got K-9. That was the one with Jim Belushi, about a police dog. That was really
a good movie.
That was a real good movie. I just can't think of that.
I got to tell you, that dang Mastiff that was in that Tom Hanks movie.
Turner and Hooch.
Slobber everywhere. Yeah, that one came in at number 10. But yeah, number one was Lassie in Lassie.
I mean, if you really want to get technical, like a animated movie, and they didn't count it, but Scooby-Doo. I mean.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be nervous, Jimmy, as you give your report, but I have just received a text, and we haven't talked in a week, maybe 6 months. Former governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Remember, he was governor here for 82 years. 82 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
He is driving in the awful Austin traffic. Listen.
Wow.
What do you mean you're driving? You don't have a driver anymore, Governor? Gee, money, Christmas.
Morning, Governor.
All right, he's one of my favorite governors, Governor Perry. Good to see you. I know you're one of Jim Schwertner's buddies. So
great hair, too.
Great people there. All right, this is one thing, because I watched two episodes of the show Tracker last night. I don't know if you've ever watched that show. It's the number one show on CBS. It's one of the top shows. It's in the top five of all shows in the United States right now. It's about missing persons and finding them. Right now, they're looking for a guy who's running for, he's a Democrat, running for something up in Long Island. And he's missing. He went down to the beach. He locked his car, grabbed his towel, walked to the beach, and then that's the last they heard from him.
And they're not going to find him now that Trump's president. He's a Democrat. So.
6'2", 230, brown hair. Bro. You know, the people that disappear, though, that is always such a strange deal to me. I mean, you watch this. I think that's why the Tracker show is so popular, because people just turn up missing, and he ends up finding them, but a lot of these people just, they're just never seen again. You know, they went to church, you never saw them again. Went here, never saw them again. And then you had these people out in Bryce Canyon, Utah. I've always wanted to go there to take pictures. They fell off some point out there, and they had to go get them. They were too dead. They had been living in their U-Haul. They were coming from Florida, and I guess they were going to see, all the parks, and stayed out in Bryce Canyon and fell off. It's that time of year when people start getting killed in the national parks, because they fall or whatever. People nervous, people excited, I don't know. It's a little bit of everything. A presidential visit in Tuscaloosa today. We know that Nick Saban, coach, former coach, is going to do the opening remarks, and I guess he's the one that's going to bring on Trump, if anybody does. And then Trump will be in around 6 o'clock. Speech is supposed to be 7 p.m. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, if it's going to be like a campaign, it's not appropriate, really, to be just a campaign rally. You're supposed to be telling people, you know, giving some advice for the future. I would be great if he did a speech like that and not just one of, you know, self-gratitude, but we'll see what he does. Tuberville's coming with him, Senator Tuberville, who was the arch enemy of most people that go to the University of Alabama because he was the coach at Auburn. You know, and that's a fight like A&M in Texas. So very interesting to see where all that goes. And by the way, Governor Perry, if you're listening, you know I do like A&M. In fact, I sat in front of you and cheered. That was one of my most memorable football games. My first time going to an A&M game, I thought I'd gotten to a cult religious thing.
Oh, you did.
I didn't know what I'd gotten into.
Very much so.
They were moving me side to side, and you were kissing people next door.
Did you put your arms around the governor and lock legs with him and sway?
No, he was upstairs above me. He wasn't available.
You didn't saw Varsity's there, horns off?
It was very interesting. I really respected it and liked it a lot. But, man, I don't know if I can remember all the things. I'm an Alabama graduate. I don't think I'm going to remember all the things they got to remember to be a fan at that place. Whew. The Ukraine and the U.S. have signed a minerals deal. We'll see what that does, but he's been pushing it, and he's gotten it, but they're still not through lobbing rockets and doing all the things that they're doing out there. They say that it's complicated, but consumer spending sneaked up 1.8%. There was a lot of economic weirdness going on the last month or so. People were importing just a lot more things, like board games and anything they thought was going to get cut off in the tariffs. They've tried to get them in here in the first quarter of this year, so it's kind of got the tracking a little bit messed up. The Supreme Court, they've got their hands filled. They're listening to oral arguments about Oklahoma's charter school program. It could end up being in a tie because Justice Amy Coney Barrett has opted to recuse herself from the case. This is about schools and churches and churches and state. Justice Roberts seems to be more on the fence. He could be the deciding vote on this, or it could be a 4-4 stalemate of whether you mix up like Catholic schools, can they be involved in state funding? And I guess the Supreme Court, they've got every other issue they've got to do.
Well, several of the justices, by the way, they were like apoplectic. How can you do this and all? And then they say the whole read, based on how they kind of show their cards, is they're likely to approve it. And I don't even know how I feel about that, but I find that interesting.
I don't either. It's just been one of those issues that I don't currently have kids in school right now, but I do have, well, I did have three in Catholic school, and I have three grandchildren in Catholic school right now. But I don't know if that's supposed to mix private funds and state funds, but you're taxpayers and you're paying. I don't know. I mean, that's one that I just really hadn't spent a lot of time.
The linchpin is anybody can come regardless of their faith. You don't have to buy into, say, it's a Baptist school or a Catholic school.
Right.
But they are going to teach religion, and then you get into that sticky wicket. Anyway.
Yeah, well, they definitely teach a religion in a Catholic school. I mean, yeah. There's no doubt about
every
that.
Every day.
They don't hide that. That's not sneaky. Now, whether the ones that like the, you know, there's like Christian schools, and I don't know how hard they're hitting on it, but all right, this is getting a lot of news. The guy that, I think it is a guy, that fell out of the stands in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
You know, fell 20-something feet, you know, hanging over the sign, trying to get a ball or whatever, was lifeless and in critical condition, but I haven't seen HIPAA rules really make it impossible for reporters to try to follow up on a medical case.
Did he jump or did he fall? Is it?
I think there was that was up for investigation.
Yeah, they said it all happened so quick. Now, there is video, but the videos are showing up from the moment he's falling. And
they stop right before. Yeah, it looks like he lands on his head.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Then the story of, and I've been on the crusade about this. I'm sure there are communities around Austin that do this, but when I was in Fairhope for a long time, I think I was the only person that didn't have a golf cart. Everybody seemed to have a golf cart to get around. And I just couldn't believe I was out here in a car, you know, having to negotiate traffic with golf carts that don't have seat belts, that have underage drivers, you know, every possible thing. They're not made for the street.
I live in this community, Jimmy, in Salado. Everyone has a golf cart.
Yeah, and you know, and it's slipped through the hoops, you know, about laws and rules and things like that. But you saw where John Elway was driving this golf cart, and his buddy fell off, hit his head, and died. His agent, and that's a big thing out in Colorado right now. It's, I guess, police technically are going to investigate this to see if there was, you know, any wrongdoing, going too fast or reckless or anything like that. And I'm sure, you know, others will be looking at that too. But that's a real tragedy. John Elway driving, it was one of his best friends as well as his agent.
Sad.
Just fell off the golf cart.
I told Bob,
himself in the head.
I told Bob earlier, too many people on a golf cart. There were six. I flipped the golf cart, a Mill Creek, broke my wife's pelvis in three spots. Had to pull it off of two people that was on top of. So, yeah, they can be dangerous if you're not careful.
Yeah, well, yeah, and plus, you know, it's kind of like being in a car. You know, what if you hit one of them? I mean, you know, it's bad enough you hit somebody and they're in a car. But to hit a golf cart would be, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more than it does, because there's some people, some places that are really, really, really into it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
7:53 now with page 2. Here is Jimmy Carter.
Well, around the world there are things going on other than Ukraine, other than Trump. Electricity prices have spiked 450% in Spain.
That's a lot.
I hope nobody gets any ideas about that.
The power keeps their grid. Remember, the whole country went out a couple of weeks ago. What, in Spain? Yeah.
Prices spiked 450%. Woo! Will, big time. Abdul Carter, I remember when he got drafted. He had received a prank call during the NFL draft, too. NFL jumped on the Falcons on that, man. Find him, what, I think $100,000 for the coach and $250,000 for the team?
No, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. The Dow doing better. I mean, no one to knock on wood, but it's definitely been in recovery for some of it. People are fussing about wolves up in the Montana area. You know, they've reintroduced wolves in the thing, and they've caused lots of damage all over the place. I don't know if that was a great idea to bring wolves back, Northern California and other places, but that's the stink that's going on out there. Lainey Wilson, who's one of the hot women of country music, she's going to be in a movie called Reminders of Him. This is her first feature film. There's two documentaries that I think are going to be great. One is called, it's out May 23rd on Netflix, Air Force Elite Thunderbirds. This is about the Thunderbird flying team, you know, behind the scenes, and the videos and everything look absolutely spectacular. It's cool. And then there's going to be a documentary, and I want to see this one. It's called Earnhardt. It's the four-part on Prime Video starting May 22nd about Dale Earnhardt, and actually Dale Jr. is a big part of this too. And of course, the iconic number three at NASCAR, who cared about racing, that's all he cared about, and died on the track there at Daytona a number of years ago. The movie Rust. They say that you can't watch the movie without thinking about, you know, what happened there almost every frame. You're looking, you know, just whatever it is. And the movie's haunted by it. It is available, I think, to watch now on premium video on demand. I think you can find it.
Did they leave that scene in?
I don't know. I hadn't seen it yet. I kind of want to see the film just for that reason, to see, you know, how they approached. It was inside a church, if you get to see, right, you know, that. And I don't know. I'm sure they, if it's part of the story, imagine they did. They're going to do the sequel to Roadhouse. I never got around to watching this, the new Roadhouse. Did anybody?
It was okay. I loved the first one. I know it was a terrible movie, but it's iconic, and it was a cult classic, you know. So I loved Roadhouse. Bob, well, do you remember Roadhouse, Bob? Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Not in my book of fond memories, you know.
80s classic. It's definitely, you know.
Well, they're doing another one.
Okay.
So that's happening. They're doing a movie called Subversion. This is a submarine thriller with Chris Hemsworth. It's Die Hard on a Submarine. That sounds pretty good.
I like all those submarine movies. Sean Connery had a great one.
I always liked a good submarine movie. Yeah, that's always a Hollywood go-to.
There's one about Gene Hackman. Wasn't it called Alabama?
Was Crimson Tide.
Yeah, Crimson Tide. Well, it's the same thing, I guess. Roll.
It was the USS Alabama submarine. I got to be careful in reading this story, but every dad, every mom, you got to relate to this if you ever had children on either side of this. As a father of three daughters, three granddaughters, and everything, oh my God. All right, here we go. A father in Kentucky grabbed his gun after allegedly finding a naked man on the floor of his 13-year-old daughter's room.
Yep.
This happened in Kentucky. Yep. The father called deputies to the scene after discovering the unknown naked man in his home. 2 hours later, deputies apprehended a 20-year-old Parker Kramer. He finally admitted that he had been there to see the girl.
I wouldn't have called deputies. I'd have called the coroner.
Well, that's kind of what this. I think the guy held off a lot to be able to do that. He woke in the night, heard noises coming from his 13-year-old daughter's room, walked in and found the naked man on the floor, telling the suspect that he was calling the police. The father went downstairs and retrieved a handgun. The suspect pushed past the father and ran out the front door. Maybe he got some clothes on at that point. And then the father allegedly pulled out his gun, fired three shots, all that were aimed into the ground near the front porch. Deputies arrived, combed the area. They put up a drone. They finally found him. Drone managed to track him down. He had driven 90 miles from Louisville to meet the minor female. Age of consent in Kentucky is 16. The deputies, they hadn't said yet whether he knew the girl was a minor. So he's charged with all kinds of crimes, and his life is in trouble. But boy, I'm glad I never had to find something like that. I don't know if I'd have been as restraining.
Bob looks angry just hearing the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Well, by the way, we haven't gotten to it yet this morning. But there has been, maybe it's just timing, a rash of incidents here around Austin, Eanes School District, Dripping Springs, and one other here of child accused and convicted now, child sex predators that are teachers.
And, oh, yeah, there's been a bunch of that lately. Lunchroom lady somewhere.
It's just... And the one yesterday with the new charges they put on a guy, what they found is, it transcends repulsive and repugnant. It's the sickest to sick.
There's no shortage of it, it seems. And it's men. I don't see the men. I don't hear about the men so much as you do the women, because that is, I guess, more unusual or whatever.
Well, the guy they said it's yesterday, by the way, on one of these stories, 60 years, that I don't guess he'll make it 60 years, and I don't mean because of his age. I mean, I've been assured it's really true. I don't care how clean a prison you might get to go to.
They don't like you in there.
You're in trouble. Yeah. And and that hell on earth is maybe the right punishment.
Well, people, you know, just don't act right anyway. And I'm reading about these people in Galveston this weekend. 24 people put on the do not sail list. They got into it fighting.
Oh, yeah. On the cruise ship.
In Galveston.
Yeah. Banned from the cruise line. It was a little unclear. It occurred in the cruise terminal, and it was at the end of the cruise.
Yeah, they were down there getting their luggage where you pick up your luggage.
Yeah, so multiple people punching and fighting and kicking. And then there's been still more incidents at airports, you know, with people just going crazy. And some guy went nuts on a plane the other day, tried to get in the cockpit because they were on some hold somewhere. Yeah, I like my car even more every day.
Was that the guy that took off his clothes first? I think it is.
Well, that's okay. But
and then there was the guy this week or into last week, whatever it was. No, there's a woman. Plane is landing, and she's got to go to the bathroom. Of course, they tell her no. So she says, rather than just do what she had to do, she took her clothes off, and then and she didn't just pee. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah. She did the poo-poo
in
the plane.
Oh, big time.
Oh, my God. I hadn't heard about that one. I'm telling you, people have lost their... COVID made the world crazy.
What makes that story...
And I think people have not acted right since then.
What does make that... You're right. What makes the story even worse, the airline admit they screwed up. They get on the ground. They won't let anybody off the plane till the authorities come on and take her off first. Oh, and I get that.
Smell.
But boy, what the woo, you should... people not...
Well, that was like the baby that vomited on me. I told you that story years ago.
Oh, it's a baby.
I'm in first class, and their mama's got a baby on her arm at the first row in coach, and we're at Kennedy, and they've got us stuck on the runway, and, you know, they want to save fuel or whatever the hell they're doing, and got the cabin all hot. So the Puerto Rican baby got hot, and the mama got hot. Everybody got hot, and they gave the baby milk, and it projectile vomited on the first three rows. And
don't
it
do
went,
that.
I mean, it was, and so they handed out vodka to pour on our clothes.
I ain't trying to be all woke, but did the ethnicity of that baby, was that important to the story?
Puerto Rican baby vomit, I always put it up there as one of the most exciting things I've ever. The antidote for that is vodka.
I'll make
they really did. They gave us vodka. We poured it all on our clothes to de-stink the baby vomit.
I'm writing that down just for the future to understand. Jimmy, there's nothing like the Jimmy Carter Report. It's proven again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adios. Jimmy
Carter, brought to you by Crestview RV. Bobo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.